Hello there, it's Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the latest developments in the industry this week. Looking at the life and risk market, ongoing advisor shortages combined with policy shifts from APRA have led to some significant impacts. Research from DexNR reveals a modest 0.4% growth in total risk premiums, hitting $16.5 billion for the year ending December 2023. In contrast, individual risk lump sum businesses saw a dip of 5.4%, while discontinues rose as high as 10.1%. Interestingly, DexNR noted an increase in new disability income business, up by 7.3% to $451 million, with attrition rates also peaking in the wake of APRA's new product adoptions. The group insurance sector was faced with a 1% downturn as policyholder numbers dropped due to the Protecting Your Super regulations. Still, we saw TAL, the market leader, commanding an impressive 32% share, leaving AIA Australia following behind. The industry's handling of the 2022 Melbourne floods has again come under scrutiny. The case was brought to the attention of federal inquiry hearings recently with residents, particularly those in Western Melbourne, crying foul over their insurers' responses. Maribyrnong Community Recovery Association Chair Madeline Searle labeled the industry's performance as below standard, citing a slew of issues, including confusion, delays, and overall mismanagement. Wenny Van Riet from GenWest echoed Searle's concerns, pointing out the complexity of insurance policies, which calls for better communication and disaster preparedness. More concerning still is the warning from the mayor of Moonee Valley, Pierce Tyson, on substantial insurance premium increases that could make homes uninsurable. These hearings in Maribyrnong are only the beginning of a series of inquiries taking place in Victoria. On a brighter note, Allianz has revamped their flood insurance offering. The new policy, which will integrate flood insurance into their home, contents, and landlord insurance policies, will take effect later this year for new clients. This shift simplifies the claims process and provides broader coverage, particularly for those in moderate or low-risk areas, who will automatically be covered for flood damage. Lastly, we turn to the story of an Australian tourist who successfully won his compensation case against Lloyd's Insurance for a $195,203 air ambulance claim from Bangkok, Thailand. His situation, requiring the family to arrange an air evacuation to Australia without Lloyd's formal approval due to his deteriorating health, led to a drawn-out dispute with the insurer. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, ruled in the traveler's favor, underscoring the primacy of protecting insurance policyholders in emergencies. And that's your weekly insurance news wrap. Whether you're in need of personal or business insurance, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. I'm Paige Estrotori. Until next time, take care.